Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, you'll be speaking about living an inspired life. You know, there are so many people out there who are living lives of quiet desperation. More than 75% of Americans can't stand the jobs they are in. Many have taken the jobs because of guidance from people who love them, telling them where to go to find work that will pay them well. This instead of getting in touch with who they truly are, what they're truly interested in, doing the things that come naturally to them. This is a very, very sad aspect of life today, because so many people are in jobs where they feel overwhelmed by the amount of work that needs to be done, on top of the fact that they aren't even doing things they enjoy doing. I was guilty of this for so many years, man, I lost track. It isn't that people told me to take certain jobs, it was just that I found myself working these very low-level jobs, totally underemployed in many ways, doing things that didn't take a whole lot of, well, shall we say, brains. When I think back to all those years of doing those very low-paying jobs, all I can recall is feeling really bad about the situations that I found myself in. It isn't that I didn't enjoy some of these jobs. I worked in elder care for years, and I learned so many important things from the elders. Seriously, what is more important than to live without any regrets or resentments? Or knowing that in any true loving relationship, it really takes 150% from the people involved to make it actually work. These were some great learnings that I received from working in elders, as well as living a well-lived life. Because we only know what we know we have available to us today, now. Some of us may believe in future lives, past lives, lives beyond this time of the material world, living in the more spiritual realm. However, the things that we need to really contain ourselves with is really what it is that we're doing these days in our world now, and what we can do and be, being the best that we know how to be. From the mentally ill, I learned how one can overcome most anything if one so chooses to. This was also true of the elders as well, as I worked with an Armenian woman in particular who went through the Armenian Holocaust, lost her mother to the influenza situation back in 1918, was an orphan for a while after being a slave girl at the age of 7, and finding her way over here to America, where she actually was put to work at the age of 12 or 13 years old in order to help her brother and his family make ends meet. You listen to a history like that and you wonder what most Americans have to complain about, even these days. The truth of the matter is that we are responsible for our lives. We are responsible for our own happiness and our own fulfillment. And the best way that we can do this is by getting in touch with those things that really truly matter to us. Our interest, those ideas and concepts and belief systems that help us feel whole and complete. Being around like-minded people who share our interest and concerns, our values, our beliefs, and our attitudes. These are the things that allow us to make a life worth living. And even though it's great to have a mate with whom to share your life, I don't have one of those at the moment now, One can, indeed, create a life worth living even without a mate. Because it isn't up to another person to make you feel whole. It's up to you to make yourself feel whole. That's right. By endeavoring to do those things that make you feel whole and complete. Now, by doing these things, you get in touch with those parts of yourself that feel inspired. You hang around people who inspire you, which brings the inspiration to you. I had a wonderful conversation with a new client of mine who is very involved in the indigenous cultures and a belief system. She has taught me so many marvelous things about how other people think and believe. And what it did was it connected me to a part of myself that I haven't really spent a whole lot of time investigating, truthfully. Yes, I've studied some Kabbalah, and I've studied some Huna, which is the ancient spirituality of the Hawaiians, and even some Taoism through my mastermind group, and of course my Jewish background. However, I've always been, well, shall we say, drawn to ancient cultures, ancient architecture, indigenous beliefs and peoples, like the American Indians, for example. Huna is also of the indigenous peoples of Hawaii. It's really amazing to think about all of these ideas and concepts that the indigenous people bring to us, because they believe in entities that many of us from the Judeo-Christian realm have given up on, even though it's in the Bible over and over again about Moses speaking to the burning bush, or Jesus walking on water and being the son of a woman who didn't have any intercourse from what we understand of the stories. Of course, we can take these all as metaphors as well. However, when you start looking at the indigenous peoples of the world, they truly do believe in, shall we say, deities. They believe in negative energies or demons. Some of them believe in ghosts. There's all different ways that they believe in things, and I've come to understand from many of my clients that I've worked with over the years that these things could very well be a part of our lives. It's just that we in the material world have lost sight and understanding of these things that the indigenous people understood. And when we look at it from this perspective, we better understand how to do healing work for these people. Maybe indeed how to do healing work for ourselves by taking into account the seen as well as the unseen. Because if you follow what the Kabbalists say, 99% of our world is created from what we do not even understand in the material world. It's of the spiritual. So taking this under consideration, we need to open our minds to what so many of the other people of the world understand and believe, and to integrate this into our larger understanding of how the world operates. And through this, we can learn so much more, and maybe even find a way for us to work better together by honoring our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual selves. The way that I practice my hypnosis is really allowing for the spiritual selves of both myself and of my client to come into the practice, especially when it's necessary to release very hard and harsh understandings from earlier time periods in the client's life. It's the spiritual realm that it is more easily let go, understanding that the unconscious mind serves as a defense mechanism against these very harsh realities, or so-called realities, as the younger person took these beliefs to be. And in the spiritual realm, they can be easily reinterpreted, better understood, allowing for better boundaries to be created, and for a fuller, more enjoyable life to be lived. These are so important to us, and I find this all very inspirational, because I'll tell you, when I see my clients release these ideas, these misperceived conceptions from the past through their spiritual methods, it is an inspiration to me. It's an inspiration to me to get back to those ideas, those concepts, those teachings from the ancient ways, to get in touch with those cultures, those belief systems that have done more to help those peoples than a lot of the medical science that we more modern people take for granted, even as the medicines end up causing a lot more harm in many cases. The overdoing of testing that creates more radioactive exposure than maybe we need, as well as taking away our belief that we have inside ourselves the ability to heal ourselves. This I find most inspirational, especially as a hypnotist that I am. We do have the answers inside ourselves, and we do need to look at all areas of our lives in order to put these things together for ourselves. And living an inspired life allows us to gain context and awareness into these deeper understandings inside ourselves in order to create happier, more fulfilled, inspired lives. Go out there and get in touch with yourself. Go out there and do something in your world and in your life that inspires you. Allow yourself to be in touch with those deeply understood, or maybe even misunderstood, spiritual aspects of yourself so that you too can become a whole person, working from the point of view of a thorough understanding of who and what you are and what matters to you. And in this way, no longer having to live the same day every day, and instead creating a new day every day, facilitating a wonderful exploration into what your life is and can be throughout the years that you have in front of you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.